The movie is releasing nationally on the 9th, so it's like L.A. and New York on the 9th, Carbondale on the 11th. We're very excited, and we're thankful to the makers of the movie for offering this up as a benefit screening for us. And we're really not going to make very much money out of it, but it's a great opportunity for us to kind of assemble the community around the things that we really care about and watch this documentary, which is about human nature and climate change.
So more than a fundraiser, it's more about getting the community together to...
Yeah, we're more excited about bringing people together for the movie and for the discussion afterwards.
All right.
So to kind of share how important it is to inspire young people to care about these things.
What is the film?
The film is called Living in the Future's Past. Jeff Bridges produced and presented documentary, and it's more about climate change from the perspective of human nature and how human nature has created a society that's led to climate change and how our thinking might evolve to get away from that.
I did hear about it at Our Day, and the person described it as kind of a psychological movie. And so you've seen it already. What is something about it that makes you want to show it? Why is it different?
Well, it's really neat because it focuses on human beings as animals on the planet, just like all the other animals. But the unique things that have helped us create climate change in its current state. And then it also talks about energy as being really the currency that we use when we interact with nature. So it's all about human use of energy and animal use of energy being the actual currency behind our society.
You mentioned wanting to inspire future generations. Is the film appropriate for younger audiences?
It certainly is. In fact, we just had our board donate 25 tickets to high school age students in the Valley. So please contact us, students, through info@solarrollers.org if you'd like to claim some of those tickets. But we are afterwards going to Marble Distillery, and adults who purchase tickets will get a dude drink on their visit to Marble Distillery. And if they're under 21, we'll have some other kind of mocktail or drink for them.
Okay, so included in the ticket is this incentive to get over to Marble Distilling to continue the discussion. So it's not just people absorbing this film, but then sharing their own perspectives.
That's right. It's a film starts at 7:30 at the Crystal Theater, and then at 9 o'clock, the movie will finish, and we'll walk down to Marble Distillery. And many thanks to Connie and everyone at Marble Distillery for donating drinks and for hosting this discussion. We're really looking forward to it.
Where can people buy tickets or learn more?
The easiest path is probably go to solarrollers.org, and there's a big click here for tickets right at the front, which will also lead to more information about the event and the movie.